Proclamation number 7466 of 29th of November, 1959. Change of spiritual good. What you hear through the voice of the spirit within you can also represent as purest truth, as long as it concerns purely spiritual processes which you are unable to fathom with your intellect alone. But you must beware of ever making unauthorized changes to the spiritual knowledge which I convey to you directly. And changes have been made. Otherwise no contradictions would arise, but there would be complete agreement with everything that was imparted to you through my spirit. You humans have a particularly great need to change or improve, and thereby you can seriously endanger the truth, as has already happened and is therefore also the reason for my everlasting revelations, through which I want to restore purity and clarity, because only truth is light which can make people happy. Every deviation from truth, no matter how small, creates confusion and can therefore also endanger truth, which is then rejected or rejected at the same time as the recognized error, and the human being only loses instead of gaining. Let it be said to you that I look at everyone with angry eyes who changes my word and thereby gives it a different meaning than I myself have put into it. For it is difficult to rectify such changes again once they have taken root in a person's thinking, and the person now begins to doubt where the truth is to be found. Your views will then always oppose each other, and the human being himself is often unable to make a decision. But I don't lack reasons, I don't leave it at simple assertions but give clear and distinct reasons so that the human being can recognize for himself with goodwill and is able to separate truth from error. And that is the first condition, a deep desire to stand in the truth. Anyone who has this desire within himself will also very soon recognize where it can be found, and he will soon overlook the baselessness of untrue teachings and detach himself from them. But you must turn to me with the request for inner enlightenment, for the intellect alone will not be able to solve such problems, which requires the working of the spirit. But this is said to you seekers of truth, that I will not let you walk in darkness but always kindle a light in you, because you shall possess the truth you are looking for, because you shall not become the victims of those who believe they have to improve me and arbitrarily add what I have not spoken. The truth asserts itself as soon as only the human being himself desires nothing but to stand in the truth. Amen.